Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
You consider us friends, right? If so, does anybody have a giant bucket of rice that Melissa can borrow? You know, maybe the one you got at Costco or BJ. I know Puerto Ricans get their rice by those big ass bags. Can we borrow one?
I can't.
Because, you know, like what they say, like when you, if you drop your phone like in water or mm-hmm. something, like get it wet to
put it in
a bag of rice. Yeah. Well, Melissa spilled water on her laptop. Like, so we need more than a bag. I mean, more than a little bowl of rice or something.
Not just a little bit of water.
She goes, it's okay though. It just turned off, but it's okay. And Leroy said that turn off is called a short circuit.
Shut up.
And she like picked it up and tipped it over. Yeah. And it was like
pouring out.
And she's oh, it's just a little.
And then she got mad. Here's the kicker.
You know, I need to make a request. How are you a radio station
right
in a major market like Boston
mm-hmm.
and we can't get paper freaking towels in our damn studio?
Right. I don't think it's that we can't. It's that why would we regularly need it?
To clean. We wipe stuff up every day.
We got wipes.
Okay, yeah. We have hand sanitizer wipes. We need paper towels or napkins. Maybe both.
Right.
To clean stuff up. I don't understand.
Well, there is a kitchen.
So the fault is...
No, it's no one's fault. It's my fault. I'm just saying that when the crap goes down and you got to clean something up, what am I... I'm using Kleenex.
Right.
Which...
If you had the quicker picker upper, though, I mean, in the commercials, it just scoops it right up.
No, I don't even care about having Bounty. I need a one-ply something.
Right.
Because...
They should be mad because it's one-ply.
No.
Yeah.
I don't care about ply... Give me something to wipe this up. There is literally a river of water leaking out of my computer at the moment. And is anybody, hold on. Does anybody know?
Well, if you hit Control Z, you can get your report for when we do the juice. That's what you told Pebbles.
When we do the juice, I'm going to have to just guess because everything is, I lost. I'm praying. Nope, it just shut off again.
If this ruins it so we can't drink it,
what do I do?
Great. Now we're not allowed to have liquid in the studio. We're adults.
Seriously. Our producer Aaron, do me a favor. If anyone calls, can you ask them? Well, it is if you can hear that through the damn phones. But can you ask?
Now she's mad at everybody.
No, I'm doing.
How is this Beasley's fault?
Nothing
that you spilled
works.
Water on your laptop.
Help us. But the help reason. You.
But the reason specifically that your laptop's not working.
I understand. I made a boo boo. I was putting water to my mouth,
small
and it
mistake.
Hit the microphone, and it spilled. I apologize.
It's the microphone's fault for being positioned
it
in front
happens.
Of your face.
It happens. But if anyone is gonna can call and let me know if there's a way that I can salvage this.
Yeah.
Any of our computer nerds out there that you know? Can
well, we do have engineers in the building.
We do have engineers in the building, but. I'm afraid to tell them.
yeah.
What? They're going to be mad at me.
Because everything she's saying is somehow their fault.
No,
why do you not provide paper towels for me?
Yes, Leroy.
I am currently getting text messages from engineers, higher ups.
Here we go.
Saying, you're not supposed to be eating or drinking in the studio anyways.
Melissa, how dare you?
That's crazy.
How dare you do that?
We talk for a living. We need to have water.
Right.
Now we can't have water. Is that what you're saying? Can't have water now. So now we're being deprived of a natural substance that you need to survive. Now hilarious. We can't have water?
Wow. Melissa has a message for you guys. This is what Melissa thinks of you.
I consider that bitch to be one of the biggest terrorists in the exotic animal world right now.
No. Melissa, here's what you could
Hold on, let me try turning it on again.
Instead of drinking water right above your laptop,
do something else!
So now you want me to get up and move to the right. And take a sip.
I mean,
and
if
then
you can't
back,
handle
back
it.
Down again.
Yes, Leah.
I would advise you stop trying to turn it on.
Okay, all right.
Water and electricity do not mix.
Well, it's not plugged into anything, but still, it's the battery.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Turn it up
in the morning on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.